Hey folks, this is Jesse Cope, back with another episode of the American Soul Podcast. Hope y'all are doing well, wherever y'all are, and whatever part of the day you're in. Sure to appreciate y'all joining me and giving me a little bit of your time, a little piece of your day. I know y'all have probably at least a dozen other things vying for your attention, if not more. So, for those of y'all that continue to come back, those of y'all that support the podcast, thank you so much. I'm incredibly grateful for that. Homestead, not a lot because the rain has come back, and that's okay because there will come a time in this part of the world where we do not have rain. So take it while we can get it. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for you, Father, and your Son, Jesus Christ, and your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the time to record this podcast, the people that listen to it, share it. Be with them and their families. Guide us, Lord. Bless us. Protect us from evil of any kind. Help us to care for the widow and the orphan, the poor and the needy. Help us to love you with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. To love our neighbors as ourselves. Be with our country and those who lead us. Give them wisdom and courage and a strong faith. Help them to rule in fear of you, Father, and not in fear of man or for power or greed or any other selfish reasons. Be with those who are hurting, Father, those who are alone. Be with our military, our law enforcement, our firefighters. Be with their families. Be with our farmers and our ranchers and their families. Protect them. Bless them. Give them success in their endeavors. And guide my words here, Father, please. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. So, have you read your Bible? And have you prayed? Have you made time for God? Somehow, today, even if just for a few minutes, folks. Again, I'd offer, if you're new to the podcast, we typically try and do a little Bible reading each day on a separate recording. Usually doesn't take any more than 5 minutes. It's usually less than four. If nothing else, you can just go and listen to that. Especially if you're just starting. We recorded the Book of Proverbs about a month or so ago. So you've got those 31 different chapters that you can go and listen to. That's a great place. For me, that was a great place to start. So if you're looking for somewhere to start, I would highly recommend that. Have you prayed a little bit for those around you, family, friends, enemies, our country, yourself? Ask for forgiveness for whatever sins you have. Just spend a few minutes, folks. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, right? And if you're married, have you made time for your spouse? Have you made sure that at some point today, they're going to know they are your second priority after only God? Have you figured out whatever it is, folks, whatever it is that makes them feel loved, not what makes you feel loved, Not what you wish made them feel loved, but what actually does, whether it's walking, talking, listening, sex, sitting on the porch, cooking them a meal, holding hands, whatever it is that makes your spouse know they are your priority. Have you planned your day around that? Second only to God. And if you haven't, you turn the podcast off and go do that. And then come back. We'll be here. I promise. We're not going anywhere. So, it's really interesting. I think this is one of those little God winks. My father and mother both talked about those for years. Just what a lot of people would put up to coincidence is God's hand in there making little adjustments to your day or putting things in your path, right? I can't tell you, and it's sometimes it's bigger things, often it's just little things, right? Like working on a shed and you get to the point and you realize that you've run out of screws. And then all of a sudden you're digging around looking for something completely different and you find a brand new box of screws that you put there a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and forgot about. And it's exactly what you needed right now. And you weren't even, you forgot that you had it. So it's not like you were looking for it. You were looking for something else. Well, I stumbled across this in the back of the Founders Bible. Again, if you don't have a copy, highly recommend it. Wall Builders Association is the one that produces it, sells it, prints it. So if you get a chance, highly recommend that and America's God and Country Encyclopedia of Quotations and the Patriots Bible. But in the back, they have this little section, comments from American Jewish leaders who aren't Christian, but still defended America as a Christian nation. And you have a lot of people that come here, folks, that do realize, who aren't Christian, but realize that the only way we can continue to maintain liberty and our free institutions is by following the principles of Christ. It's the Patrick Henry quote that says, never forget that America was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Christ. And it's for that very reason that people of other faiths and backgrounds have been afforded asylum here. It's a great quote, phenomenal quote. Regardless, I'm always hesitant to believe anything today, folks, especially in the mainstream media when they come out and a quote that has been around for decades and decades at least. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, well, there's no proof of this quote. Because the mainstream media is predominantly controlled by left-leaning people, culture, education. And so when all of a sudden this quote that we've been using for a decade or a century or more, all of a sudden becomes, oh, no, it's not real. That doesn't pass the sniff test. And you know, even if it's not, or even if it's a paraphrase, which would be good to know, we need to know that kind of stuff. A lot of these quotes are true, and that's what really irritates the left, is the truth in these quotes. Because they don't like truth. Because in order to really like truth, you have to like Jesus Christ. And they're not big fans of that. So, just a little aside there. At any rate, there's a lot of people that come here and realize that this has to be a Christian nation. I don't understand why they don't choose to follow Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But it's still a huge point. You don't have to be Christian to be an American. But you have to recognize that the only way we can function is if we are a Christian nation. And so these Jewish leaders, this little section, and there's quite a few quotes. I don't think we're going to get to all of them today. But what's going on in the news right now, and has been for the past couple of weeks, really, for the past half year, if you go all the way back to October the 7th of last year, and the Muslims attacking, gang raping, destroying, putting babies in ovens. And, you know, one of the things that people in America, I was talking to somebody about this recently, a lot of Americans don't understand that when Hamas went in there, when the Muslims went in there and did those things, they were acting as good Muslims. And you get a feel for that when you watch the footage, the video footage of them bringing back these prisoners, bringing back these women who had already been brutalized, and the regular everyday Muslims there in Gaza were cheering, right? The ones that are supposedly not the terrorists, they were cheering. Some of them just overwhelmed with joy. And so one of the things that a lot of Americans, especially that haven't been overseas, that they just don't get is those Muslims that attacked Israel however many months ago, last year, they were doing what they were supposed to as Muslims. It's kind of like Christians that actually follow the principles of Christ versus Christians that go to church maybe on Christmas and Easter, and then the rest of the time kind of ignore Jesus. Right? It's a similar, the analogy works. I mean, it's very parallel. And so now we have all these protests over the last week or so on these elite, Ivy League, super, super left-leaning colleges showing really dramatic anti-Semitism. And we talked about this, I think, in the podcast a couple days ago. The fact that it's so similar to Oxford and Cambridge and just the general attitude in Britain in the 20s and 30s, you know, anti-Semitism was kind of in vogue, or it was looked upon as a positive trait in Britain in certain circles, and a lot of circles, especially the upper class, during the 1920s and 30s. And so this is really frightening. It should be frightening to all of us that we're repeating these steps that were seen in Britain and really, really in Germany in the 1920s and 30s. It ought to bother you a lot. So these quotes by these Jewish leaders, I just kind of stumbled across it. And it seems to fit the times, right? I don't really know any of these people. So I'm just going to read the name and what they are, and I'll read their quote. Jeff Jacoby is a columnist. This is a Christian country. It was founded by Christians and built on broad Christian principles. Threatening? Far from it. It is in precisely this Christian country that Jews have known the most peaceful, prosperous, and successful existence in their long history. So many of these people come here to America that aren't Christian because of the freedom offered by Christians. By a Christian nation. when you take God out of that, when you take Jesus Christ out of the center of this nation, then we become no different than other places around the world. And that's exactly what you see today. We are becoming, you hear so often people make the comment, we're becoming like these third world nations. Well, what do they really mean? They mean we're becoming like these godless countries. And we are. And so a lot of these people that sought to escape socialism or communism or tyranny in some other part of the world and come here. And there's a number of them that came here and said, no, I appreciate this Christian nation. I'm not a Christian myself, but I want to support this Christian nation as a Christian nation. Now you have a ton of immigrants that have been flown in, bussed in from different parts of the world over the last 20, 30 years that don't follow that. And that's really what's helping destabilize and destroy our country is the number of people, both citizen and non-citizen, that have come here that completely reject the truth that this is a Christian nation. Aaron Zellman, author, head of a civil rights organization. Christian America is the best home our people have found in 2,000 years. This remains the most tolerant, prosperous, and safest home we could be blessed with. Yes, a lot of y'all will know this one. I know him. Dennis Prager, author, columnist, talk show host, right? He's started Prager University, which is just driving the left absolutely bonkers. He's Jewish. And I've actually watched video clips of him talking about this particular subject, and the fact that he absolutely loves this Christian nation and knows that we have to continue to be blessed on or are founded on the principles of Christianity in order to be blessed. I believe that it is good that America is a Christian nation. Too many Americans do not appreciate the connection between American greatness and American Christianity. This is the John Adams quote, if I can find it real quick. Probably won't be able to, because that's just how it goes. But I might be able to. I think actually it might have been by his son, John Quincy Adams. Yeah, the highest glory of the American Revolution was this. It connected in one indissoluble bond the principles of civil government with the principles of Christianity. July 4th, 1821. And so you hear the echo, right, in Prager's comment. Too many Americans do not appreciate the connection between American greatness and American Christianity. And you see this not just on the left. Really, the left is a lot more honest in some ways. I used to say that about the Muslims that we were fighting overseas, and people kind of looked at me really strangely. But, you know, the Muslims, like Hamas, they sell out for what they believe in. It's evil. It's wrong. I wish they didn't believe in it. I wish they found Jesus Christ. But they 100% sell out. They are not lukewarm at all in any sense of the word. We have become very lukewarm toward God in America. And the left, at least, you know, again, they're pretty open about their hostility in a lot of ways. You go back to John Dewey in the 1920s about education. I mean, he told us the goal of education from a leftist point of view is get kids away from God and their families. They didn't hide it. They've been telling us. We're just not listening. And the left is very open today about their hatred of America and the founding principles of America. Some of them claim that they're not, but you just look at their actions. But the really interesting thing is there's a number of people that claim to be patriots, that claim to be conservative, that claim to be Christians even, that refuse to acknowledge this connection between American greatness and Christianity. I don't like the way that Prager uses American Christianity here. It really should just be Christianity, truly following the principles of Christ. And it doesn't matter your denomination or anything else, folks, just following those principles. If we want America to be great, the only possible way that happens is to get God back in the center of our culture, to get God back in the center of our institutions and our families. No politician or party is going to do it. Not the greatest policy, nothing. Just getting God back in the center and not having a lukewarm attitude toward him. God bless y'all. God bless your families. God bless your marriages if you're married. God bless America. We'll talk to y'all again real soon, folks. Looking forward to it.